Good morning. Welcome to our worship this morning, Sunday the 21st of June 2020. It's the second Sunday after Trinity. It's good to be able to join together with you in this service. I'm David Minns. This is a service of matins from the Book of Common Prayer. You'll be able to follow it if you have a Book of Common Prayer available, or it's available from the Church of England website, or this full service is on our own website, www.churnvalley.org. The readings that I've chosen to use today are the readings for BCP for the BCP communion service that's set for today. I just referred them to the matins readings. And the psalm is Psalm 120, and I'll be reading that from the Book of Common Prayer. The readings are Genesis chapter 12, 1 to 4, and Luke 14, 16 to 24, and they will be read from the King James Version. So let's take a moment of quiet and then we'll begin. When the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Dearly beloved brethren, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying with me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. We praise the Lord in the words of the Vanity. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their hearts, for they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The psalm this morning is Psalm 120. We'll say it responsively if you're able to. You respond with the even-numbered verses. Psalm 120. When I was in trouble, I called upon the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What reward shall be given or done unto thee, thou false tongue? Even mighty and sharp arrows with hot burning coals. Woe is me, that I am constrained to dwell with Mesech, and to have my habitation among the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt among them that are enemies of peace. I labour for peace, but when I speak unto them thereof, they make ready to battle. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The first lesson is from the 12th chapter of Genesis, beginning to read at the first verse. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. Here endeth the first lesson. The Te Deum. We praise thee, O God. We acknowledge thee to be the Lord. All the earth doth worship thee, the Father everlasting. To thee all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To thee cherubim and seraphim continually do cry, Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of thy glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise thee. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise thee. The noble army of martyrs praise thee. The holy church throughout all the world doth acknowledge thee. The Father of an infinite majesty, thine honourable, true and only Son, also the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Thou art the King of glory, O Christ. Thou art the everlasting Son of the Father. When thou tookest upon thee to deliver man, thou didst not abhor the virgin's womb. When thou hadst overcome the sharpness of death, thou didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Thou sittest at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. We believe that thou shalt come to be our judge. We therefore pray thee, Help thy servants, whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. Make them to be numbered with thy saints, in glory everlasting. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine heritage. Govern them, and lift them up for ever. Day by day we magnify thee, and we worship thy name, ever world without end. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let thy mercy lighten upon us, as our trust is in thee. O Lord, in thee have I trusted, let me never be confounded. The second lesson is from the 14th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning to read at the 16th verse. Then he said unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all, with one consent, began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Here endeth the second lesson. The Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a mighty salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy covenant, to perform the oath which he sware to our forefather Abraham that he would give us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people for the remission of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We declare our faith in God in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. The Collect of the Day, the second Sunday after Trinity. O Lord, who never failest to help and govern them who thou dost bring up in thy steadfast fear and love, keep us, we beseech thee, under the protection of thy good providence, and make us to have a perpetual fear and love of thy holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's join together in the second Collect for Peace. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who hast safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance, to do always that is righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now a brief reflection on Luke chapter 14, our reading this morning. The parable of the banquet, sometimes known as the parable of the excuses. Jesus went to some interesting places and situations, didn't he? He was clearly a popular dinner guest, although he never held back from telling his hosts what he thought. I imagine quite a few awkward moments when Jesus was telling it how it is, ignoring the discomfort of his host and his fellow guests. Sometimes he would be eating with the poorer elements of society, and sometimes people accused him of eating with tax collectors and sinners. And sometimes he would eat with the wealthy, the comfortable and the self-satisfied. And it's here that we find him in our New Testament lesson today. His audience, we're told, is almost exclusively a gathering of Pharisees and teachers of the law, and a very grand sight it must have been. You can imagine that some of them had seen Jesus before and were there because they were intrigued by him. Others had heard of him but not met him yet, and all had their eye on him as these grand religious types gathered and enjoyed each other's company. Well, Jesus immediately criticised the way that they jostled themselves into some sort of pecking order about who were going to sit near the head of the table. And then, when someone made the mistake of referencing the great banquet in the kingdom of God, well, that gave Jesus a chance to tell a story. A parable, something Jesus greatly enjoyed, especially when he knew that he could teach them a thing or two about the world and God's kingdom, and that it might well make them uncomfortable, or at least give them pause for thought. So the great banquet in the kingdom, these people, of course, all assumed they had an invitation, and of course they did. And I bet in their mind they would be jostling for the most important place there too. But Jesus asks a deeper question. He asks, will you actually be there, or will you find yourself distracted by the things of this world, the things that aim to tempt us away from God and the kingdom? We've all got into new routines, new habits during lockdown. Sunday mornings may never return to just the way they used to be. Maybe you're too busy on a Sunday morning doing your Joe Wicks exercise classes. I don't even know if he does them on a Sunday morning, but maybe you just like watching or listening to the morning service at a time when it suits you, on the internet or on the television. Maybe there are other things that will distract you from church when the time comes to go back. Don't be distracted from the kingdom of God by the passing things of this world, because this story is about a man who invites a great many people. Let's assume Jesus means that we're all invited. And presumably they don't turn down the invitation, and the host has all the preparation work done. And then when the time is right, he sends his faithful servant to bring them along. And in the story, each one has an excuse. And the ones Jesus gives are really flimsy. I've just bought a field and I need to go and see it. Really? You bought a field without seeing it first? Not likely. Or I've just bought some oxen and I need to go and see them plough. Again, you bought oxen without seeing them first? And unless the third guy had got married that very day, I'm sure his new wife could spare him if he had really wanted to come. No, for all their seeming willingness to accept the initial invitation, when it came to it, people found the flimsiest of excuses not to come after all. I wonder why that is. It's the same today, I think. I wonder why. Well, in the story, the host is furious with his reluctant guests. He is determined that there will be a banquet, there will be a celebration, and if those who were invited don't want to come, well, there'll be others who would know how to really appreciate a good banquet. And when a search of the city didn't bring in enough guests to fill the hall, the master ordered that the net should be thrown out even wider. Look harder. Don't take no for an answer. It's a call to mission for God and for his church, and a reminder of our invitation. The kingdom of heaven awaits. Don't get distracted. Don't be drawn away from God by the things that glister in this world. A banquet awaits you in the heavenly city, pilgrim. But you have a responsibility to share that invitation, the call, as widely as you can. God has sent an invitation out to us all. Come to the banquet in heaven. His call to Abram that we saw in our Genesis reading is the beginning of that call to everyone. All peoples on earth will be blessed by you, says God to Abram. Jesus has come, like the servant sent out to tell the people, come, the table is ready. But people have ignored the invitation, so Jesus will look even harder. Let not be ones who ignore the invitation, and more, God sends out his servants even wider to bring others in. We're called to be out there working alongside Jesus, inviting people into God's kingdom. Come to the party. It's a party. Jesus says, I've come that they may have life and have it to the full. That's the invitation that we should be sharing, life in this world and the next. The table awaits. Don't be distracted so you miss the party. And don't forget to bring a friend. Now let's pray for the church and for the world. God, our Father, as we continue to gather together, not physically, but in fellowship and worship through Jesus, we ask that we'll know you're walking with us on this strange journey. And we ask your wisdom and blessing, especially for our Archbishop Justin, our Bishops Rachel and Robert. And we pray for Christians around the world as we seek to share your light, that invitation, that party. We share that with those in darkness. Lord, we ask for wisdom and compassion for all world leaders, those who make decisions that affect the lives of others. And we hold before you all caught up in war and violence, accident, disease, greed, natural disasters. We ask, Lord, that you'll bring hope and peace where there is suffering. Comfort with your spirit, Lord, those who've been affected by racial injustice. And in the light of all that is going on in our world, we pray that a discussion about these things would increase justice and respect and love in our world. Lord, bless our homes, our communities, our families and our friends. And even as we're physically separated from our loved ones, may they know our love and your presence and your protection. And help us to reach out to those who don't have the technology to stay in touch and who may be feeling especially isolated at the moment. We give thanks for our schools and colleges. Give thanks for heads, teachers and other staff. And we pray for the children as they lead the way in returning. Again, we pray that you will be with those who don't have the technology or family circumstances to have allowed them to keep up in their studies at home. We pray for your blessing on those in year six who are moving on from primary school after such an extraordinary time of turmoil. We remember too all who continue to go to work as they serve us, health service and care workers, pharmacists and emergency workers, council, teachers, shops, delivery drivers, so many who've been involved in keeping our supply chain going. And we pray at this time of gradual easing that people will have jobs to go back to. Help those who are struggling with debt or may have no work in these uncertain times. Be with those who are struggling with illness, whether it be suffering with coronavirus or other illnesses that have been largely forgotten. Walk with them, we pray, on this their hard journey. And especially be with those travelling through the valley of death. May our love and prayers support those who walk that journey. We pray for those who've lost loved ones and have been unable to say proper goodbyes at hospital or at funeral services. Keep them all safe in the knowledge of your love and the power of your resurrection. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, high and mighty King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the only ruler of princes, who dost from thy throne behold all the dwellers upon earth, most heartily we beseech thee, with thy favour to behold our most gracious sovereign lady Queen Elizabeth, and so replenish her with the grace of thy Holy Spirit, that she may always incline to thy will and walk in thy way. Endue her plenteously with heavenly gifts, grant her in health and wealth long to live, strengthen her that she may vanquish and overcome all her enemies, and finally, after this life, she may attain everlasting joy and felicity. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come life everlasting. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you, and remain with you always. Amen.